USA News. I'm Julio Flores. The Democratic-led House Ways and Means Committee is approving a motion to release materials regarding the tax returns of former President Trump to the House of Representatives. The move will clear the way for the materials to be made public, although it is unknown when they will be seen. Personal information will be redacted from the docs. The White House is formally asking the U.S. Supreme Court to deny efforts to keep Title 42 in place. However, it is also asking for a delay until next week if the request by multiple states to keep it in place is denied. The Trump-era public health rule allows border agents to expel any immigrants over COVID concerns. A major snowstorm is set to smack parts of the Midwest this week as millions of Americans prepare for holiday travel. AAA is reporting over 112 million people were expected to travel more than 50 miles from home during the period from Friday through January 6th. The winter weather conditions will start tomorrow and will strengthen through the week. At least two people are dead, according to the Humboldt County, California Sheriff's Office, after a large earthquake struck early this morning. 11 others are reported injured. Lance Pry has more.
A strong earthquake rocked the Northern California coast overnight. The magnitude 6.4 quake was reported just after 2:30 a.m. Pacific near the town of Ferndale, followed by dozens of aftershocks. The tremor knocked out power to 72,000 homes in Humboldt County. This woman lives in the area about 23 miles southwest of Eureka, California.
It felt like turbulence, like on an airplane, like intense turbulence.
The California Highway Patrol has closed a bridge in Ferndale due to possible structural damage. I'm Lance Pry.
Well, Harvey Weinstein is guilty of sexually assaulting a Southern California woman. It appears there will be no aggravating factors. The jury who convicted him on Monday failed to reach agreement on Tuesday when it comes to potentially extending his prison term. Because of the deadlock, the judge is declaring a mistrial, but only for the aggravating factors phase. This is USA News.
MyPillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever, just in time for Christmas. Get the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98. A set of pillowcases only $9.98. Rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. They also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. They even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more, all with the biggest discounts ever. They're also extending their money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175 and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98, and get all your shopping done now while quantities last.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is preparing to visit Washington on Wednesday, according to three AP sources, in his first known trip outside the country since Russia's invasion began in February. Two congressional sources and one person familiar with the matter confirmed plans for the visit. They said Zelensky's visit, while expected, could still be called off at the last minute due to security reasons. The visit to Washington is set to include an address to Congress on Capitol Hill and a meeting with President Joe Biden. It comes as lawmakers are preparing to vote on a year-end spending package that includes about $45 million in emergency assistance to Ukraine, and as the U.S. prepares to send Patriot surface-to-air missiles to help stave off Russia's invasion. People stealing packages. Tim Berg has more.
A porch pirate is dressing as a FedEx delivery driver and stealing packages. Wendy Van Vechten says she had a package stolen by a man last Thursday, just minutes after it was delivered.
The package came at 12:41, and according to our camera, the package left at 12:45.
FedEx reminding you that their employees will always be wearing a photo ID badge, something the suspect seen in the doorbell camera videos is not wearing. I'm Tim Berg.
Actor Hugh Jackman says playing Wolverine in the upcoming film Deadpool 3 won't mess with the timeline of the movie Logan. It was a shock when it was announced Jackman would be sporting the metal claws once again because the character died at the end of Logan in 2017 and was widely considered the actor's swan song with the role. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.